She got the moon in her eye.
All these Eagles this day. Keep me living that concert, Kyle. Thank you. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear, serving the outdoor public in Colorado for 65 years. Let's go to the phones. And joining us from Boyd Lake State Park is Lauren Turpin. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day we have up here in the Northern Front Range, huh?
It is a very nice day at the park.
It is. What a great day to be out. And, you know, even though the temperatures the next couple of days are going to be a little unseasonably high, they're going to get down into the more seasonal temperatures, which are fantastic next week. But because the days are shorter, it doesn't get to that peak heat very long, and it's so just beautiful being outdoors. And you have a great place that's so accessible right in the Loveland-Fort Collins area. Before we even get into it, why don't you just tell people where the park is located?
Yeah, so the park is located in Loveland. We're about 5 miles from the interstate. It's right in Loveland, but it's a giant lake that people can access and have fun.
And you've got trees and camping. Your campgrounds are open year-round, right?
We are open year-round for camping.
And are you pretty busy yet? Has it slowed down, or do you need reservations?
You do need reservations for the weekends. This is the last weekend that we are booked. But people can make reservations at any time online. During the week, it's breaking up. So you might get a spot, but on the weekends, might be a little tough to get a spot, but I think it's opening up.
All right. Now, the one question we always get this time of the year with all of our Colorado lakes is, how are your water levels compared to normal, and are your boat ramps open?
The boat ramps are open. We're about 75% full, which is normal for this kind of year. So fishing is still great. People are still out water skiing. I saw a whole bunch of boats coming out this morning.
Now, we're going to talk about some projects coming up that you're doing right now. But before we even get to that, are you doing some work on your courtesy docks? Is there some unavailability for a day or two there?
Yes. So next week, we're actually installing a new courtesy dock. We are taking out that old dock. So it won't be accessible, the courtesy dock, for boaters, but you still will be able to launch your boat. Just might be a little difficult with no courtesy dock there.
Okay, just so people know that. But that's only going to be for a short time, right?
Just for a few days. It'll start on the 21st, and then we should be done by the 24th, hopefully, fingers crossed.
All right. Now, as long as I want to get to the fishing, but before we even get to that, I know you've got a fishing-related project coming up or going on right now. In fact, Brad Peterson from Brad Peterson Outdoors is out helping on this project, and that's fish habitat. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just talked to Brad. He's outside in our parking lot here. We're having a whole bunch of volunteers from the Centennial Bass Club and a whole bunch of volunteers that are building fish habitat structures for us. They're building these tree-like structures that we're going to drop into the lake, and hopefully those grow some algae on it, grow some vegetation, and the fish like that as their home. So we have a whole bunch of volunteers out here, and they're starting to build those.
Well, you know, and they improve the fishing in a number of ways. First of all, they give both bait fish and game fish hiding and ambush areas, and fish love to relate to objects and edges. So it also positions them and helps the anglers find them. So it helps the overall fishery health, and it also helps the anglers locate the fish and learn how to fish them. So it really does, you know, make fishing better. You know, I always joke, Lauren, that whenever I have a bad day fishing, I always blame poor management at Parks and Wildlife, because it certainly couldn't be my lack of skill. But but in all honesty, you guys work really hard because you want people to be successful catching fish. I mean, you really want them to have fun, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah, I like seeing especially the young ones come out. They've never fished before. They're coming out with, you know, their dad, their grandpa, and learning how to fish, and I like seeing that. And when I check fishing licenses, I like to see how they're doing and what they're using so I can pass it on, and hopefully people have some better luck and see what they're catching.
Now, how is the fishing? I'm hearing that the white bass it's not consistent, but they're starting to turn on. What else have you heard?
I heard a little bit of the regular species, the trout. Haven't heard too much on walleye, but, you know, they're out there. They're swimming pretty deep. But I'll ask all my volunteers today because they're all avid fisher folk.
Yep. No, and the white bass. By the way, folks, if you want to go take advantage of this white bass bite, you go to my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. We actually did a television show on Boyd during the white bass fishing when they're boiling in the water. And it's one of the most phenomenal fishing experiences you'll ever have. So just go to Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom on YouTube and Google Boyd Lake. It'll come up. And it's just really enjoyable. You know, another opportunity you have at Boyd that we don't talk much about, and that's waterfowl hunting, and that's right around the corner. But you actually have availability right at the park, don't you?
We do. A lot of people don't know that we have waterfowl hunting available at the park. We have three separate areas that you can, you have to make reservations for. It's similar to making a camping reservation online or calling the 1-800 number. But you can make a reservation. There's three zones. There's an AM session and a PM session. So there's plenty of opportunity. But there's one in the north part of the park. There's one close to the swim beach right in the middle, and then one on the southern part of the park.
And does each area reserve one person, or you have multiple? I mean, one group, is that what it does?
Well, pretty much. You can have up to four people in one kind of reservation spot. So you can, you know, bring three of your friends, and they all can be hunting. It's up to four people, and you have that spot for your reserve time.
And so you don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to be out there, because you know when you get there, your spot is waiting. That's really
that
a nice
true.
System. Now, and that's coming up pretty quick, too. Aren't we only a couple of weeks away from the youth season?
Well, youth and military are the 25th, so next Saturday. And then the regular season opens October 2nd. And we make sure you check the the waterfowl, the small game brochure for your area and your location and what you're hunting for.
Yeah, because we're talking about Boyd, but there's not only two flyways, but zones within those flyways in Colorado where the dates that you can hunt waterfowl change. So be very aware of that. But, you know, having areas like this, especially we have so many people who are just getting into waterfowl hunting, they're new to it. Having an area they can reserve that's easy access, but still gets a lot of activity from the waterfowl, is just a tremendous opportunity. And not only Boyd, but up and down the state, the Platte River, other lakes, wildlife areas, these are available. So it's just a great, great opportunity that you guys provide. And Boyd Lake just has something for everybody, doesn't it?
It does. Whether you boat or fish or camp or even waterfowl hunt, come on up.
Great bike trails, whatever you want. So, Lauren, thank you so much for joining us. You're at a great park. I need to spend more time there myself.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
You bet. Lauren Turpin from Boyd Lake. And those white bass, Brad says they're starting, and I heard a couple other people, Ronnie, I think, who's going to be on with us later talking a different kind of fishing, said they were starting. Go to my YouTube channel and check that out, the white bass at Boyd Lake. You'll want to go give it a try. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Austin Parr will join us, and we'll talk fishing on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.